Well, now, did you have a store?
No, I didn't have one.
Did you farm? Was that your occupation?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I've done in my life. I worked for the, out here for the county while I drove a truck.
Did you?
Things like that. Run a grader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I noticed coming over here that there's some people who have their names on signs in the yard that look like road signs. Does that, I wondered if maybe they work for the highway department. You know how do you have these green and white signs that have the street names on them? Well, instead of having the street name, they have their name, like the Joneses, in their front yard.
I hadn't noticed none of them.
I noticed about three, and I was thought, well, maybe they work for the highway department and they had an N on signs.
Not good.
If you're, did you ever hear a container for molasses called anything?
Well, we call it, we used to call them bars, you know. You used to put molasses in a bar and then they put it in a jug. We never had no hose.
Did you ever hear it called a stand?
No.
Or for lard, a lard stand?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. If you were going to, if you had a liquid and you wanted to pour it into something else, and what you were going to pour it into had a very small opening, you might put something in it.
Put a funnel in there.
Right, that's what I'm looking for. To drive horses and make them go faster, you might crack a...
What?
If you go to the store and you buy several things, they might put everything you've bought into a...
Well, I'd say if they're down here, they put them in a big bag or a box, something like that.
Okay, what about something, a sack?
Yeah, put them in a paper bag. We call it a paper bag.
Paper bag.
We don't call them paper sacks or whatever.
Well, now, would a sack be made out of, when you think of a sack, do you think that is made out of paper or cloth?
Well, it's really made out of either one now. They used to make a sack, you know, and it had to be a grass sack, and then they got to making cloth sacks, put fertilizer in, you see, and things like that. And then they got where they put it in paper now. They put feed, all kind of horse feed and cow feed in paper bags.
Are there any other kind of bags that you think of?
Well, I wouldn't. No, now that's the biggest kind we use. Old grass sacks, they about quit using them, you know. And people got to where they wouldn't pick up 100 pounds. You had to make it smaller, and so they put them 6 pound bag.
Do they call a burlap bag anything?
Yeah,
right,
that's
here?
A burlap. It's a grass, we call it a grass sack.
A grass sack.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear it called a croaker sack?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing, I always.
Is it a croaker? I mean, am I saying that what they say?
That's about what they say, a croaker sack. I've heard a croaker sack and a grass sack. And either one.
Okay. If you're going to take corn or meal or something to a mill, you talk about taking something of corn to the mill. Does this mean anything to you?
Yeah, I've done them many times.
But do you talk about saying a turn of corn?
No, I just call it a sack, a bushel of corn, you know, whatever amount you want to have.
So you
can
take
you know.
Whatever amount.
Oh, you want to be a bushel, you know, I have a bushel, or two bushels, anything like that. He's going to ride a horse. I rode a horse a many mile with a sack of corn on across the back behind me. Go to a mill and get it ground and bring it back home.
When you're measuring wood, what would you call the amount of wood that you could carry at one time?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'd be an armful. I'd be about as much as you carry. You couldn't carry no cord or nothing like that.
Okay, that'd be what you'd...
Yeah, whatever you...